Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. The list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Always fun on a Friday when we have news to talk about here today. This from John Jones on his Facebook page. I am grateful for the opportunity to resume my career, and I am excited to show how much I've grown as a person outside of the octagon. It took me losing almost everything I had worked for to realize how much I had. I am blessed and humbled by the continued support of the MMA community, and I can't thank my fans enough for their unwavering support through my ups and downs. This marks the beginning of a new chapter in my life and my career, and let me assure you, the best is yet to come. That's right. John Jones has been reinstated to the UFC, and a showdown with Daniel Cormier is likely on the horizon. We can talk about that today. It is also Open Line Fridays here on the program if you want to give us a call. Studio line 425-488-0525. The sports byline toll-free 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-7529. Skype us at F4W Online, and you can text us at 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. I would like to apologize to Jim in Virginia. I was very harsh about his phone yesterday, and it appears that the problem was on my end. And I've made some adjustments here in the studio, and the sports byline should sound pretty good from now on. So we'll give it a call here, or we'll give it a chance here today. If you want to help test the line, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And we'll be back in just a moment to kick it off here today, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to take football to a whole new level. Put the excitement back in the game and put your money where your mouth is. Real Vegas odds and incredible player props make MyBookie your best bet this season. Did the game already go off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live betting on all your favorite sporting events. Create your account today. Right now, the baseball playoffs are in full swing. Don't just watch the game, be a part of it. It's time to get off the sidelines and start winning today. We guarantee fast, convenient payouts over the phone or online. MyBookie is the best website for all of your wagering needs. Call now at 844-900-BETS. Enter promo code USA. That's USA. And receive a 100% bonus. That's 844-900-2387. Or go online to MyBookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. The Talkbox, when it comes to guitar effects, there's something about the Talkbox that listeners especially love. Though we can trace its beginnings back as far as 1939, the rockers who truly brought this singing guitar to the forefront include Joe Walsh, Bon Jovi, and of course, Pete Frampton. For the full story on the Talkbox's design, evolution, and impact on the scene, join me over at focusonrock.com.
Musicians, it's back. Guitar Center's massive price-slashing once-a-year blowout event, Rocktober. Don't miss the monstrous savings on guitars, drums, keys, DJ, pro audio, and more. Get a Mitchell acoustic guitar for just $99 or an Ibanez electric guitar for $129. Skip the party store and get everything you need to amp up your Halloween at Guitar Center with DJ-quality black lights and laser effects or a 400-watt fog machine just $29 each, Thursday through Sunday only at Guitar Center. Boop!
It's the Yellow Tag event, and now is the time to find your ultimate adventure. Whether you're hitting the trails with a Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, the open road on a Can-Am Spyder, or carving snow on a Ski-Doo snowmobile, you can turn up the excitement for any season with our industry-leading performance and technology. Hurry into your local dealer by October 31st and save up to $3,000 on select 2015 models and get up to a 3-year warranty. Restrictions may apply. See your dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rabble.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give your fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary, or listen to other fans like you who love your team as much as you do. With Rabble.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS, Android app, or through your mobile browser. So blitz the booth this football season and go to Rabble.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, for a fun and exciting Friday here on the program. Open Line Fridays, if you want to give us a call, 425-488-0525, the Sports Byline, 1-800-878-PLAY, that's 1-800-878-7529, the Skype line, text message line, all of that is up on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com if you want to head up there and check that out. And Mike, the big news of the day, John Jones officially reinstated, formally reinstated according to UFC. He had been serving an indefinite suspension for the incident that occurred in April, a hit-and-run accident where he broke the arm of a pregnant woman and then ran away and then ran back to grab cash and ran away again. He is cleared to return to competition effective immediately. Of course, he has to complete the terms of his plea agreement. That means he's got to go to a lot of schools and talk to a lot of kids. But at any time, they could make the announcement of John Jones versus Daniel Cormier for the UFC light heavyweight title. Funny how things work in life.
That's true, I guess. Why? What in particular about this are you a little bit shaking your head at?
I'm not really shaking my head at it. It's just kind of funny that it's funny that UFC has a finite number of real big main eventers. And by that, I mean people who are going to do 800 to a million buys. You've really got Ronda Rousey, and you've got Conor McGregor. And Ronda Rousey probably only has a few more fights before she retires, realistically. And Conor McGregor is a great talker, but I'm not sure he is one of the greatest fighters in the world. And granted, even if he's not, it doesn't matter. He'll probably still talk his way into big main events. But they need big-time, money-drawing main eventers. Now, I don't know if John Jones is an 800 to a million buy guy on a regular basis, but I'm pretty sure that his return fight against Daniel Cormier is going to do that, and it's just in time. This is what they need, and it's just funny how life works.
It is. I have a feeling it'll do better than Robbie Lawler and Condit on January 2nd. I don't know when you would put this fight together. I know February 6th in Las Vegas is UFC 196. I'm not sure what they have, if anything, penciled in there. You got March for the next UFC show after that. And, you know, it's not too much time before you end up at UFC 200 in July of 2016. I don't know if they go out that long. You know, I think you have the eyes on Ronda Rousey and Conor McGregor also appearing on that card, considering he's fighting in December, so that would probably match up perfectly for when you would want a Conor McGregor against fill-in-the-blank match, whether that's Aldo a second time, whether that's, you know, God knows who. That would work out perfectly time-wise there, but you got a long way to go before you get to UFC 200, and there's money to be made, and there are shows you're going to need to run, so why not? sooner rather than later. As soon as Jones can be ready and go, that you go ahead and you do that as fast as humanly possible, I guess. And we're almost up to a year. The last time that John Jones fought Daniel Cormier, I think it was January, the first show of January of 2015. So. The year anniversary of that, maybe in February, maybe in March, maybe in April, doesn't matter. It'll be good timing for the UFC to have something big in the first quarter of the year.
Did we mention that Patty Holahan is in the main event of the UFC show this weekend?
We sure did.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Point of this is, man, it would be great if UFC 200 could have Jon Jones, Ronda Rousey, and Conor McGregor all fighting on the same show.
And you could.
I mean, literally, that would break the record if you could get all of those guys on the show. But let's be realistic here. There's no way the stars are going to align in such a way that all three of those individuals are going to make it to that show. It's virtually guaranteed someone's going to get hurt. And think about this. It's not even three people you have to worry about. It's six. Because each of them has to have a different opponent. And if an opponent gets hurt 3 weeks out, I'm not sure that, I mean, Jon Jones, for crying out loud, refused to take a fight with a basically half-retired guy, Chael Sonnen. Remember the Chael Sonnen fight that he wouldn't even take on last-minute notice? Yeah, I mean, come on. It would be great, and you know what? I won't say it's impossible, because anything is possible. But it's MMA, it's UFC, it's Patty Holahan in the main event of the Dublin show this weekend. This is just the way things go.
I have a feeling, or at least I would hope, though, that they are arcing their entire year to UFC 200, where they may have, and they don't right now, but, you know, where as they start to plan for it, you put like 14 matches on paper with five main events the way you possibly can, and then, you know, you could always move one out if everything's looking good, or you come up with basically enough options on there where, in case something does happen, you have nothing that's going to hurt what is your WrestleMania of the year, is I guess how they're looking at, the best way to put looking at that 4th of July weekend show in Vegas.
So that is the big news today, everybody, and it is also Open Line Fridays. You can talk about Jon Jones. You don't have to. Whatever is on your mind today is fair game. Let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is not Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland. This is Sammy from New Jersey, but I think I accidentally stole his gimmick this week.
What's his gimmick?
First caller.
That's a pretty good gimmick, yeah. What's on your mind?
I want to briefly touch on our conversation yesterday about the retro Raws and the retro shows, and something that made me think about today's product relating to it. I didn't start watching ECW till December of 96, and the reason I think 97 was the best product, but really 97, you talk about Bret Hart and Vince McMahon having a storyline that was by accident, and ECW, every single storyline beginning from January 1st, all had an 11-month build to their November to Remember pay-per-view, as far as I remember it. And unlike a lot of what you see today where they don't have an hour build, they had a focus that made the product engaging, at least to someone like me at that time.
Okay, well, let me ask one question about this before you go on. Sure. Have you been going back and re-watching them?
I have not watched the 97s. I did start watching next week's ECW, and it's definitely a different feel compared to what I remember from 97, but at the same time, that episode was the Kurt Angle episode, and it was definitely something to remember from what I've seen so far.
Oh, that's right. Kurt Angle was gravely offended by ECW when he showed up in the arena.
I haven't gotten to the part, if it's on the episode, with that, but he does commentary, and it's not him. It's Cyrus. They have Cyrus dubbing over Kurt Angle's voice. I swear, you have to hear it.
How about that? Well, listen, I will take it into consideration. I have not been blown away by the television show from what I have watched, and we do have a lot on our plate, but I will take it into consideration.
I did want to make one commentary about related to today, and I can't watch Nitro anymore. But I have trouble sticking with the Nitros, and I can watch the worst Raws, for the simple reason as it's 40 minutes versus an hour and a half without commercials. And I saw a Forbes article today that said moving SmackDown Live is best for business. And all I could think is you're with Dave. Yeah, that's the headline. I didn't read it. I just saw the headline. It said moving SmackDown to Tuesday Live is best for business. And I just thought of you and Dave saying 3 hours of pay-per-views, 2-3 hours of Raw, 2 hours of SmackDown on 3 days back-to-back. My head wanted to explode because I can't even watch an hour and a half Nitro that's more entertaining.
Who writes these really crappy Forbes articles? Because I know wow. It's like nobody at Forbes. I mean, they're farmed out crappy articles, but man, they really are the well, almost said it, but yeah, they're the poops.
You know, I was gonna be politically correct because I haven't read the article yet, but just from listening to the headline, let me tell you something. This person would have to make a hell of an argument for me to buy the idea that live SmackDown on Tuesday is best for business. It's not. In fact, you know what else is not best for business? Live. I'll talk about this after the break and take your phone calls. We got people calling in. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. All the rest of the numbers, front page of WrestlingObserver.com, and we will be right back.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It is very important that this show here is live because it is Open Line Fridays and we're taking live calls. But let me tell you something about live when it comes to professional wrestling television shows. This is not just an opinion. This is a fact backed up by years of data. It does not matter one bit whether a show is live or whether a show is taped. In fact, there have been many, many instances when taped shows have done better ratings than live shows. We talked about this a few days ago on the program. When a show is live, there will be far more people talking about it on, for example, our message board. When a show is taped, there is significantly less chatter on our board. SmackDown, there's virtually never any chatter whatsoever because SmackDown is a taped show. However, if you have a live SmackDown, and this has happened a few times, the live SmackDown will get a lot of chatter on our board, but it will get virtually the exact same rating. And sometimes the taped shows will do a better rating than the live shows because it doesn't matter whether the show is live or taped. It is a great theory that if you run live, it's more exciting, you will drive more viewers, you will be able to do more surprises. And sure, you can do more surprises for the hardcore fans that go up and read spoilers and that sort of thing, but it doesn't make a difference. And furthermore, and this is not an argument that SmackDown should go live versus taped or whatever, this is just something that I've noticed of late. And you can't do this for Raw in 2000, and especially at a three-hour show. If you look at the NXT television tapings, where they tape like five shows, six shows, whatever, the course of a couple of days, man, it makes for some great television. It's not live, and sometimes you're watching a show that was taped 6 weeks ago, but because they're taping 6 weeks of programming all over the course of a couple of days, they have to plan out long in advance. They have to plan out 6 weeks in advance, book the shows, write the shows, tape the shows, and then prepare the shows for broadcast. And at the end of the day, you've got a great six-week storyline all throughout the show, a number of storylines. Whereas, imagine 6 weeks of live Raw. It's all over the place. If you go back 6 weeks, there's maybe one consistent storyline, and it's the one with Seth Rollins and Kane. And even that one has probably taken some twists and turns that don't really make any sense. You can't tape 6 weeks in advance on Raw, because that's, what, 18 hours of programming? And there's no way that fans are going to sit through 18 hours of television while you tape all of this stuff. But there's nothing wrong with taping your shows. There's nothing wrong with taping SmackDown. And as far as, like, business, if it doesn't make any difference whether a show is live or taped in the ratings, if you're not making any money off advertising anyway, really, there is a huge cost difference between taping a show and airing it a couple of days later and going live to satellite with your show. So the only way that it would be best for business if SmackDown went live, the only way, is if you sold so many more tickets to the live event that it offset those costs of going live and you made money on top of that. Now, I am very skeptical that you are going to increase attendance to that level just by saying that the show is live. So, I can find the article at some point and read it, but I can't think of one single solitary way that SmackDown going live on Tuesdays would be best for business.
How's SmackDown been drawing as it stands right now?
Terrible.
What did this last one do?
Terrible. Like 3,000 fans.
Awful. And here's the other thing about SmackDown, though, when it comes to responses in the forum. The other reason it doesn't get any attention is it's a superfluous pile of dung most weeks. That will change come January, in theory, because they are launching on USA and they are putting a fresh cone of paint on it. They should be live, at least on at the jump. Now, they should be live on Thursday. This is not fun for the crew. It's not fun. I understand all of that when it comes to production. Fine, that's great. They are moving this thing to the USA Network. They need as much of a spark as they can. They need to throw every gimmick up there against the wall that they can, because I know it's only a million viewers less than Raw as it stands right now. But that doesn't mean, look, Raw is going in the direction of trying to match SmackDown. SmackDown isn't ascending up where 2 million might turn into 3, might turn into 4. Raw's 3.5 million viewers is turning into 3 million, is turning into SmackDown's too. So you need to throw everything up against the wall for this show. Now, they should not go on with it forever. And in January, you're going to have that chance. Go live for a month, because you should know what you're doing, because a couple months after that is WrestleMania. So as long as you're taping a show that makes sense on Tuesdays and then airing that on Thursday after that initial hit of, hey, look at us, we're live, you never know what could happen, we're on USA. You know, the quietly as they drop that and it goes away and they go back to the tape shows that are done on Tuesday, making everyone's life easier, they should have a plan for WrestleMania show. It shouldn't matter whatsoever if that show's live or not, because you should have this great plan with this good TV as you go forward. We'll see, but that's the way it should be. But I think they do, because of the position they've put themselves in, I think they do have to be live at least for the jump of that show.
I don't think it matters one bit, but they probably will be live, at least for the first. Apparently, by the way, Sammy sent a link to the article. I haven't read it yet, but we are cited in the article. So there you go, Mike, you meanie. They cited us and you buried them. I'll read it here in a while. By the way, breaking news, the Doctor of Lucha, Steve Sims, is going to be on in about 10 minutes. So let's get here to these phones. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is John from Philly.
Yes, John.
Considering it's open the line Friday, I got a question, kind of really off topic.
All right.
It's about Randy Savage, and I was just wondering, considering he was in the Hall of Fame a couple of, well, I guess this past year, do you think it's safe to assume that rumor with Stephanie McMahon is, like, put to bed, put to rest, and if it is, do you happen to know where that came from?
I have no idea what happened, but him going into the Hall of Fame, I would believe, has no bearing on whether that rumor is true or false. He passed away.
Yeah, but considering that, if that, you know, the if that rumor was true, I mean, I feel like that would be, I feel like that, it seems to be odd that they would celebrate him. You know what I mean?
Well, they didn't celebrate him for 15 years or whatever it was. They never celebrated him one bit when he was alive. And then he passed away, and there was a great clamoring for him to go into the Hall of Fame, and so they put him in the Hall of Fame.
It's safe to assume that that rumor could theoretically still have some legs to it.
Sure, it could.
It's insane.
Hey, when people pass away, there are a lot of people in this world that have big issues with somebody, and that person passes away, and it's water under the bridge. Happens in wrestling, happens in entertainment, it happens everywhere.
This rumor is like the most ridiculous rumor in the whole industry.
Well, there are many different rumors involving Randy Savage. I don't really talk about it here on the air, obviously. That's why we're skirting around it, everybody, but there are different versions of the story anyway. So I want to thank you very much for the call. Some versions are maybe more serious than others. So I don't know. I don't know what happened. I have no idea what happened. But just because Randy Savage went into the Hall of Fame after he passed away, to me, does not mean the rumors were true or not true. I think it has no bearing on it. And again, just to be safe, I have no idea what happened. And honest to God, I really don't. I don't know what happened. Let's do some of these text messages here. We've got a couple today. Since WWE relies so heavily on the rehashing of the past, do you think Carlito will show up at Hell in a Cell to win the U.S. title from John Cena? I hope not.
So I just keep thinking of I don't like people who don't like to be cool. Remember when that's how Carlito debuted, did he not? Was it?
Yeah, that's the point. That's the rehashing the past part.
Oh, okay. That's right. That was a long time ago. That was a whole real long time ago, and I don't think it matters. I don't know. I don't know. Don't you have to make the move with the Matadors first? I know they've kind of hinted at that, didn't they? You know, Torito was going to leave them and go with the Lucha Dragons, which would make sense, but they haven't even done that part of it yet. I don't know if... I don't know. Isn't it all about being the Cologne family, not just Carlito?
This person here says, follow-up to the question to the Z-List Indie, why do you think so many indies have a hard time attracting fans despite putting out lots of flyers everywhere? Well, first off, you got to target your flyers to the right places. I mean, I could flyer all over Bothell and not draw one fan if I put the flyers in the wrong spot. And there's no guarantee that flyers are going to draw you a huge number of fans anyway. I mean, part of it, when the company that I was working for was drawing tons of people, Number one, they were doing a lot of flyering. Number two, they've been running the same building every single month for years and years and years.
That helps.
And number three, wrestling, it was 1999 and 2000. Wrestling was on fire, and it helped everybody. And when you look at the wrestling landscape today, I mean, who in the world would want to promote wrestling in 2015? You're asking for it. Unless you won the lottery, this is not the kind of business to get into to make a lot of money. So,
I mean, even if you win the lottery, isn't that how the dude started Wrestlelicious?
That's right.
You're not going to make a lot of money even if you spend a lot.
It was a labor of love.
I bet.
Speaking of labor of love, Dr. Lucha is going to be on the show here in just a moment, so stand by. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Looking to break away this fall? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Fall rates from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to Lodge at Tiburon.com.
They're out there. Gunk, corrosion, and wear. Relentlessly preying on engines. But new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline provides unbeatable protection from gunk and corrosion. And superior protection against wear. For the best total engine protection you can get. Stay ahead of engine threats with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline today.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
I remember it like it was yesterday. As I downloaded the Geico app, a bluebird landed on my finger. I said, "Hey, Mr. Bluebird, did you know you can add a car to your Geico policy with just a tap of your finger? Just scan the VIN number. It's so easy." After that, we watched the sunset together and ate birdseed. The birdseed tasted super weird, but the sunset was nice.
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And the Doctor of Lucha himself is here on the line, Steve Sims. And big news today, Steve. Lucha Underground is back. I think everybody knew that. But I heard a rumor that I want to confirm and or deny and or no comment from you. Right. I have heard that they got a big influx of cash and that they are going to be taping season 2 and 3 concurrently. Is that true?
I don't know yet. It appears to be. I have heard only good news, and I know that people are very, very excited about how the things are going, and that it appears to be the case. I'm very excited. I really didn't think there would ever be a season three because they weren't going to get this sort of cash. So this is one of the reasons why I'm in a walking on air mood today. This is likely to be correct and likely to be very good news.
Now, the money figure that I heard would have been a little bit less per season than before, about probably $3 million or so less per season. So they're getting a lot of money, not quite the same amount of money, even though overall they're getting way more money, but that's for two seasons. Are they doing the deal? Are you aware of less episodes in order to have the same budget per episode, or are they going to cut costs slightly?
Yep. The last that I heard, that was, you know, once the money actually came through, then the decision would be made on the episodes. So maybe the next time I'm on, I'll know for sure. My guess is they would like to do. It is a TV program, and they have, a lot. We're going to be the most pushed thing on El Rey Network, and one of the faces of the El Rey Network people. I'm sure they would love to do 39 more episodes per season. That's a lot of taping for this amount of money, and I don't know how long the time frame is tied into this news that's just come out, but. I kind of suspect that they would like to, even if they have to cut back a little bit on the per episode amount, I think they'd rather kind of keep the episodes numbers the same rather than keeping the amount spent per episode as equal to last year and cut down the number of episodes.
Steve, I kind of got beaten about when I dared, throw out there just as a general question. Would you accept more dramatics?
It was beating you out? Who do I have to send Big Rick after now that we know
Me.
He's not retired?
Me.
Oh, please, God, okay. Not Big Rick. Let's get somebody who can actually get some action done.
But, I hate to interrupt, but apparently Big Rick hasn't retired.
Yes, he has it. That's it. That's the news.
Yeah.
He hasn't retired.
God, well, yeah, he found that I guess there's going to be a second or third season. Figured, hey, I like craft services too. But, I was surprised with some people like, well, God, how much more dramatic can you go? How much more of a novella can you go? And you can go a lot more. I'm not endorsing it or anything like that, but.
Yeah.
I mean, where do we stand with that as far as any idea going forward if they are going to increase a little bit of the dramatics to try to possibly get this thing crossed over?
That's one of the main focus areas that I hear is being definitely considered as they are scheduled by their own schedule that some of the people affiliated with the production would know and have been saying that the production schedule starts in 2 to 3 weeks. So it's not going to be too much longer before they have to start taping their vignettes. And to do that, you have to have an idea of where you want things to go early, or maybe even if you're really prepared, where you think want things to end up 39 episodes from now. I think maybe we should ask Brian. The other rumor we hear is that it's going to be a space alien theme, more dramatics and more space alien theme. And is Brian getting a contract to be every time an alien shows up on the screen to scroll the After Dark radio show ad underneath as a crawler?
No, but if we get an alien, I do want the alien on the After Dark show. My whole thing is, how much more dramatic can you get than a dude eating another dude's face?
A lot, because
no.
There would be less. But here, Brian, this is the thing. It would
he
be
ate
actually.
His face.
I know less, but I'm talking about the aspect of less in-ring time, more commentary, more vignettes, more Dario Cueto, because you've seen probably more than your fair share of telenovelas, or at least, whether you intended to watch them or just
I'm
happened
Mexican.
To be on. Well, you've watched a lot of Lucha, and you leave the channel on, and you would know that there's a lot more, again, it's... Steve at least can understands what
well,
I'm talking about
Steve.
Here as
Steve.
Far as aiming to that crowd.
Steve,
well,
Steve. He wants to have more of the telenovela
I don't
and less
want
of
to
the
have
wrestling.
More. But I understand something. If this sells to Unimas, or it sells, who gives a crap about a wrestling show that nobody is watching that doesn't have any crossover appeal? If you can get this thing crossed over with advertisers, it may last through a season three or a season four.
I think the idea of less wrestling on that show is a bad idea. Steve, what do you think?
Well, I'd prefer, I'm Dr. Lucha. I'd prefer them to have a lot of Lucha, but I can understand that if the decision that they're going in says, if part of the future says, we're just not going to be able to do a lot of merchandising or any on these characters. We didn't do it in the first year. The money we have, we're going to spend elsewhere. Or they say, we're not going to have a promotion out of this. We're not going to run the Southwestern U.S. We didn't after the first year as much good vibes as we got. We weren't able to run the Southwest. Well, if you're not going to have marketing and if you're not going to have a promotion come out of it, but you're going to have a wrestling show, then I kind of tend towards Mike's side that might as well just increase the storyline part and the dramatic aspects and the comedy aspects and see if you can attract a larger audience, since you're not having to support all these other things that you would traditionally do if you're running, if this were a wrestling promotion running its major TV show of the week.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Listen.
Very hard for some gringos to understand,
Steve. In the 90s, when reality shows were hot and there were reality shows on Fox, and all of these promotions thought, not even all of them, one. And one idiot in charge thought, hey, let's do some reality show gimmicks right here. They were nowhere near getting on Fox. And all they did was they turn off their wrestling audience.
Comparing that to telenovelas, I love it.
Mike. So,
well,
Mike's argument is
that comparing that to the Mexican fan base.
Don't make me mute everybody. Listen. All of this talk about we need more to break over onto Televisa. You're telling me the wrestling's never been on Televisa?
With this concept?
Well, we haven't been able to convince them yet that to bring it back.
Duh.
Okay, but the point is, wrestling's been on Televisa. So this show can make Televisa, and you could probably argue maybe if it had more wrestling, it would make Televisa and not less.
That's true, but of course these same characters are different. These same people are different characters on a different AAA show that's already on Televisa.
Yeah, there's so wrestling
that
on Televisa.
The well-known problem that AAA had in selling it to Televisa in the past 6 months is we already have your guys working on our television.
No, you're not listening, Mike. He says the problem was they already have one show on the Televisa with the same guys. So
I love Lucha Underground the way it is, but the fact that if this is what's needed to expand it out because of the style of show it is, I don't understand why there's this, again, it's knowing who watches Unimas, it's knowing who watches these stations, and with the way the format is set up now, I would see them wanting to go in the direction of a little bit more of the schlocky stuff than more of the wrestling. I can actually believe that that's what they would think to try to draw the base.
But is
because
this not
of the way
the
show
most,
is structured.
Is this not one of the most watched shows on El Rey, Steve?
It's got to be the only one.
Yes, it is. That's true.
And it does very well on Unimas in this form.
Yes. It's like I can't think of an analogy off the top of my head, but look, they got crazy characters already on AAA Wrestling. They got a wrestling cadaver in La Parca, and they got a wrestling cybernetic man in Cybernetico, and they have a wrestling guy from hell in Averno, and it's going to be, it may be hard for them to come up with characters that are more ultra.
And I don't think that would be a positive. Well, let's forget this argument. Are they going back to Boyle Heights?
Yes, they are. They've actually posted pictures of the temple being reconstructed on Twitter.
Now, I heard that one of the storylines, hopefully I don't get in trouble. I don't know if this is true. It's just a rumor I heard. That one of the storylines is going to be that Dario's on the run. From what?
I don't know. Maybe Manzana. That's a very good question. I have a lot of faith in these people after the year that they just did. Tying things up very carefully at the end where possible, making a lot of references very, very You know, they just didn't throw stuff away. And by being very creative, I'm willing to give these guys all the benefit of the doubt.
Now, what was he fleeing from at the very end of the... Like, everything was fine. They were going week after week. He was running his shows.
It was a cliffhanger. We're not supposed to know yet what he's fleeing from.
I see. So there was nothing that happened that I missed?
Well, yeah, there were things that were happening. I mean, the temple was destroyed at the end of the last episode.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, that's the whole point.
This is why we need this season two.
One direction, you want to tune in to see the first episode of season two to get more background and find out why.
Okay, now what's up with Alberto El Patron? Because there's a lot of talk of him in WWE, him not coming back for season two.
Frank, and this is just putting two and two together. This is not from talking to anybody who says anything different. I believe that if WWE wants him to come back, and I suspect they do, that they will make him an offer and he will take it. That's an opinion. It's an educated guess, but it's solely an opinion. But I suspect that he would come back. He is the biggest fish, or along with Ray Jr., the co-biggest fish of a small pond. And I think if he goes back now of course, the money's just so much more that he can make there, and the exposure is so much more than with any other promotion he can work. Now that he's firmly decided that he's not going to make any last stab, even a small career in MMA, then I frankly would be put the odds at about 66 or 2-1 in favor of him coming back by WrestleMania.
Steve, I guess probably should.
And unlike Mrs. No malice towards AAA, everything's fine. But he just, I think, for his lifestyle, for his view of himself as a star, for the things he can do, I suspect he would. And the person that was the source of his leaving is no longer with WWE. I suspect he's going back.
Hurricane Patricia and its impact on Mexico and the southwestern United States as it stands right now.
Texas is got to batten down the hatches, but Texas has very good building codes. California, Arizona have very good building codes. The areas of Jalisco and Guerrero State, where Acapulco is, and up to Puerto Vallarta and stuff. Other than the very high-end touristy areas, and Puerto Vallarta definitely does have those, the construction codes there, Mike, are so bad, relatively speaking. I mean, it is why it is when you go from San Diego to Tijuana, it's called on both sides of the border stepping from the first world to the third. It is just not up to code, and the quote-unquote worst hurricane in recorded history or the last 100 years or whatever – hitting that area is going to be just a disaster. I know that there were, from the things that I've been able to follow, and I actually did while I was trying to kill some time last night, go through and see what I could see, lucha shows and almost anything that would drag people away from boarding up their houses and heading to higher ground, all the public events in those areas have been canceled.
Now, we're actually running out of time here, but what do you have in the new issue of Figure Four Weekly that everybody can look forward to?
Well, this coming week, it's going to be a preview of the 2 year-end shows, AAA and CMLL. With the next issue that's coming up, CMLL has their Dia de los Muertos show in a week and a half, and then their year, whatever they're doing for the end of the year, which is Thunder versus Ultimo Guerrero. I have a rant about that. And then AAA has to replace Mysticis as his lead heel, and that's what they're going to do over their TV tapings of the next month to set up their final show of the year. So both promotions are at the end of a very, very newsworthy year, and there's a lot to recap.
All right, well, Steve, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today, and we will be back in just a moment to wrap it up, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now,
We at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Every time I hear the producer say, Mike's hot, I think, yeah, Mike is hot. Should have been ranked by Filthy Tom in the top 10 hottest superstars list yesterday, exclusively. Figure4Online.com.
I wasn't?
No, you were not on the list.
Damn.
And keep in mind, The Miz was on the list. Wade Barrett was on the list. If you want to hear that, everybody, it's up right now.
Why am I not surprised Tom Lawler, with the nose that he has, would look at Wade Barrett and go, yeah, he's pretty hot.
He claimed his girlfriend made the list. Although number one was Kane. Which immediately killed his entire argument. We'll be back tomorrow, everybody. Actually, Sunday, I'm sorry. But we do replay every Saturday at 10 Pacific, 10 a.m. Pacific, and 5 Pacific. We replay every day at 5 Pacific, Monday through Friday as well. And Sunday, it is Hell in a Cell Day. So we're going to run down that entire show, talk all of the matches, preview the pay-per-view. It's going to be a fun time. And we are completely out of time. I want to thank Mike, as always, all the folks at Sports Byline USA, and you, the callers and listeners. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.